A reading from Acts, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence who summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the magician, for that was the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and unable to see the sun for a time." Immediately the mist and darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking people to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Bill Liebman, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Barnhart, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's text deals with a pastor being called away from one location and being sent somewhere else. My pastor took a call away from my church. Some people were devastated, angry, and deeply hurt. Why? They loved their pastor, and they didn't want to lose him. It all happened too fast, in their opinion. They could only think of their will and not God's will. They were good people, by human standards, and hard workers in the church. So, how should we respond when God removes our pastor from our church to go to another church? Paul and Barnabas were called away from the church in Antioch to go elsewhere. God was calling them out to do a job for the Lord and his church. Should we allow our feelings to get in the way of God, sending our pastor where God has other work for him to do? The call process is a difficult one, both for the pastor and for his people, who are really God's people. It's difficult for the pastor because he too has feelings. But the truly wise, faithful Christian pastor must listen to God when he calls. So too, we, God's faithful people, must listen to God and let go of our feelings. Our feelings come from within our sinful flesh, that is, the old man, which needs to be buried daily in our baptism, so that the new man, Christ, might rise in us. The faithful Christian will seek first to do God's will, because he is a faithful Christian. Paul was sent to proclaim the word of God. That sending, that calling by God's Holy Spirit, was the beginning of God's work in the hearts and the minds of many who were to hear that proclamation. In our text, we see where the proconsul believed, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. How could he have heard that teaching unless God had sent Paul there with that word of teaching? We, in my church, were blessed by the preaching of God's word by our pastor. Now, by God's will, others will be blessed by his preaching of God's word. We will be blessed again as God calls another faithful pastor who will proclaim God's word to us. God will not leave us alone. His Holy Spirit is always with us, especially as we continue in the Word and sacraments. As the proconsul needed to hear God's Word and therein receive God's Holy Spirit, because, you see, the false teacher was trying to lead the proconsul away from the teaching of God's Word, we too have such influences all around us, trying to lead us away from the faith. We have the devil, the world, and our own wicked feelings, often called our own wicked flesh, which would lead us away from God and His teachings. The power of God overcame the plan of the false prophet. And so, too, that same power is there in the Word and Sacrament to keep us faithful as well. God will not leave us alone. He will send us the pastor He has already chosen for us when the time is right. Each pastor has his own individual gifts with which God blesses His people in each congregation. Our pastor, with his gifts, is needed somewhere else. We need someone to be our pastor with other gifts, and God will supply us with that pastor. But that means that some other congregation may lose their pastor to us, only to be supplied with one that fills their need. The bottom line is that while we may learn to love our pastors, it is more important to love and trust God and His Holy Spirit. The triune God is far wiser than we can ever hope to be. He knows what we need and what other congregations need. We trust Him to do what is best for all congregations, even ours. This is what faith is all about. If we trust our feelings more, we are bound to be lost. Our feelings are not dependable. The truth of God's holy word is dependable, and we need to always listen to that word of truth and have our closest relationship with God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Bill Liebman for today's meditation on God's Word.